What up, guys, and welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, March 3rd, I'm going to look at the NBA games on the schedule today and then give out my best bets and top props. Make sure you guys are following me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge, the podcast at TD Sports Podcast. Like and subscribe to this show on whatever podcast app you are listening to. And with that, let's get into today's show. All right, before we jump into today's game and give out my best bets and top props, let's quickly review my best bets from yesterday. It was a very successful betting day yesterday. Ended up going 4-2 on the best bets on the pod, and then I added one more best bet. I took the Miami Heat +5. So it was a 5-2 betting day for me. We did not get the magic total of the over 113.5. They finished at 107. It got news right after I put out this pod that they would not have Aaron Gordon, and he's a big chunk of points for them. So not having him really messed with their offense and flow, but they still almost got there, but they got blown out by the Blazers 130 to like 107 or something like that. I thought it might be flip-flopped. But with that, we had the over 222 on Blazers at Magic, that cashed. Had the Pacers -2, that cashed. Mavericks first half -3.5. They were up 8 or 9, that cashed, and then they actually ended up losing the game. So good thing we got the first half. Then we had Whiteside's rebound over of 13.5. He finished with 13 rebounds, got beat by the hook again. That's happened multiple times with Whiteside. He ended up going out in the fourth quarter, had like 5 fouls, and then all of a sudden the Blazers got hot and they didn't need him anymore. So they took him out. And then we had CJ McCollum's over of 28.5 points. I predicted a big game from CJ and he got to 41. He was on fire. He had like 17 in the first quarter. He was unstoppable. And just like I thought, when he would be dominating the Magic. And then, yeah, we had the Miami Heat +5. They ended up winning at home against the Bucks. I threw that on there because yesterday morning, it was sitting around 3.5, 4, and then it jumped up to 5. And I just thought that was too many points for a Heat team that's been pretty good all season. And now they were home. They've been good at home. They needed to win. And they were catching the Bucks on the second out of a back-to-back. So that's why I did that. So yeah, 5-2 betting day. We are 10-5 so far during the month of March. Positive. So we will take that. Let's take a look at the NBA games on the schedule today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. We got the Spurs at Hornets, the Brooklyn Nets at the Boston Celtics, the Timberwolves at the Pelicans, Clippers at Thunder, Warriors at Nuggets, Raptors at Suns, Sixers at the Lakers, and Wizards at the Kings. Looks like Jason Tatum might not be playing for the Celtics. The Spurs won't have LaMarcus, they won't have Jakob Poeltl, and they won't have Marco Bellinelli, he's a game-time decision, but it looks like he's going to be out. And then for the Hornets, they won't have Devontae Graham. And then for the Sixers, they won't have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, or Josh Richardson. But besides that, I think that's the only injury news, and those are the games. And I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will give out my best bets and top props for the day. Welcome back. Let's now take a look at my best bets for today. Getting a little risky here today to start off. I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets +4 home against the San Antonio Spurs. So, and I'm also going to take the money line as well for the Hornets. We're just going to double down. Yes, I know betting on the Hornets is risky. There is no set like edges. They haven't been very good this year. They have been a little bit better lately. They've been more scrappy. I actually like them a little bit more since the All-Star break. They don't have Devontae Graham. That kind of sucks. He is a big part of their offense, but there has been some games where he hasn't really scored that much. And I think we could see some big games from Terry Rozier, PJ Washington, Miles Bridges, the Martin Twins, and maybe even Dwayne Bacon. They just have a lot of guys that can put up volume and shoot a bunch of shots, and this team's willingness to shoot the three ball will help a lot. They shoot it a ton. They don't make it at a great clip, but that means when they shoot it a ton, there are there are more opportunities for it to go in, obviously. So then that could, if they hit more threes, they have more chance of winning the game. And the Spurs on the second night of the back-to-back, they haven't been very good lately. They're 2-10 in their last 12 against the spread. They're coming off a rough loss against the Pacers at home. Now they don't have LaMarcus Aldridge, no Jakob Poeltl, and it looks like they won't have Marco Bellinelli either. Just three big pieces for their team, and for a team that is kind of out of the playoff hunt and maybe doesn't care as much anymore, and now gets a Hornets team who are out of the playoff hunt, basically, but they still have that edge, and they still want to win games, and they want to give a show for their fans. So I think being at home and getting plus four, I'm going to take it. I'm going to roll with the Charlotte Hornets tonight. So give me them and the money line. It's a little risky, I know, but I'm taking the Hornets. We're doubling down. All right, sticking with some risky teams, I'm going to take the Washington Wizards plus 5.5. Not as risky. They have been better lately. They've been really giving some teams some challenges. I really like Bradley Beal, how he's playing right now. He's just absolutely on fire. He can get 30, it seems like, in the first quarter. He's pissed off. It seems like he's pissed off about the All-Star break. He's pissed off about being on this team. He's pissed off that this team's not good. Just all of that. And then he's doing it by putting up crazy numbers. So I'm rolling with him. Rolling with Rui Hachimura, Thomas Bryant, David Bertans, Shabazz Napier. I think they come into Sacramento. And I think they cover this plus 5.5, but I also think they might even win outright. I just really like them right now. I think they have the chance to just outscore anybody. And the Kings, they have been better lately with their pace, and they are in their offense, but still they have been they've been getting around 106, 108. And I think playing with a team like the Wizards, who are going to get up and down, I'm not sure if the Kings will be able to match. They will be able to match if Fox plays tonight, but he's a game time decision. Same with Corey Joseph. They won't have Rashawn Holmes. All that, I just really like the Wizards. 5-5 in their last 10. And the Kings are 7-3, but now I think the Kings, coming off some nice wins, maybe a little too confident. Now they're home, and maybe this Wizards offense will be too much for them to handle. Have some stats here. The Wizards as underdogs are 24-19-2 against the spread this year. The Kings as a home favorite are 3-9 against the spread. As a favorite in general, they are 7-12, and as a home team, they are 11-16-1 against the spread, and against East teams this year, they are 9-12 against the spread. So there's just a lot of things pointing that the Kings don't have success in these type of games. They're home, they're playing an East team, they're a favorite, all that. I'm just ramble over taking the Washington Wizards plus 5.5, and I might even sprinkle down on that money line and maybe even throw a wild Hornets Wizards parlay together. So I'm taking the Wizards plus 5.5. All right, next, I am taking the under 225.5 Raptors at Suns. I don't really like betting unders. It's not fun. It's not fun to root for points not to go in. But the Raptors have had 5 unders in a row. So before their blowout loss to the Denver Nuggets the other night, I think they're going to be maybe pissed off and maybe kind of embarrassed that they got blown out by the Nuggets, and they will try and put the clamps down on this Phoenix Suns team. That's what the Raptors team is. They're a very good defensive team, pride themselves on shutting teams down, and I think they get back to business tonight, and they will try and shut down this Phoenix Suns team that hasn't really gone over as well. They have a very good offense, but they haven't really been putting it together, and now they are not as scary without Kelly Oubre, who's done for the year. So for the Suns' last 10 games, they have gone under 7 times, and so in their last 2 teams. So I think we just get 2 teams that are going to maybe play some slower brand of basketball. The Raptors might not have Fred VanVleet, or they might not have Serge Ibaka as well. I like that because that means less points for the Raptors scoring-wise. And I just think defensively they'll be all right against this Phoenix team. I know Phoenix has Booker and Ayton, but I think the Raptors have enough guys to contain them. And then they have And then the last time these two teams played was on February 21st, so just a couple of weeks ago, and it finished in a 118-101 win for the Raptors. I think we see a similar thing tonight. I think the Raptors hold the Suns to about 105, 108 points or whatever, and I can see the Raptors getting to 116, 115 or whatever, and scraping out a win, because it is a 4.5-point spread. I think the Raptors will win, and they will be close, but I think it's going to be a slower-paced game, and the Raptors are going to want to pride themselves on defense. So give me the Raptors 225.5 under. All right, let's move on to my top props for the day. First, taking Tobias Harris's over of 20.5 points. There's no Joel Embiid, no Ben Simmons, and no Josh Richardson for the night for the Sixers. They should get blown out by the Lakers, but I mean, someone has to put up shot opportunities and just be the guy for the Sixers, and I think that's Tobias Harris tonight with Shake Milton. So Harris's last two games with no Embiid or Simmons, he's gone for 25 and 34. I expect similar results tonight. I could see him getting to 25 points just because of all his shot opportunities. He's going to take a bunch of threes. He's going to take a bunch of twos. He's going to be the guy they're calling plays for. And if for some reason this game's close, he's going to be the go-to guy. And yeah, so I really like his over of 20.5 points. I think he gets to about 25 or 30 points tonight, regardless of how this game goes. Next, I'm taking D'Angelo Russell's over of 24.5 points. This is a very high scoring, this should be a very high scoring game between the Pelicans and the Wolves. I think the total is like 247. I think Russell will be a big part of that regardless. Same type of thing. I think, let's say his team, the Wolves, or let's say they are close or winning, he's going to be a huge part of it. Or let's say they are getting blown out, I think he's just going to take shot after shot and not really care. The season's basically over for them. I think now it's just kind of let's have fun and build for the future, and let's really try to get Russell confident for the summer and maybe show the NBA that he's a superstar. So I think him going over 24.5 points I really like it. Because I think just like Harris, he's the go-to guy. He's the guy taking all the shots. He's the guy who they're going to be calling plays for. He's the dude with the ball in his hands a ton. And for points props, so it's all about volume. And I think it's all about volume and opportunity. And with D'Angelo Russell, he has both those. He's going to get up, or he's just going to have plenty of opportunities to shoot. He has the green light to go, and he is one of the guys who can get hot and make a bunch of shots in a row. So I think volume and opportunity for Russell and Harris are really nice. So I'm taking D'Angelo Russell as over 24.5 points. I think I see him getting to 20 or 30 as well. And then one more top prop. If this one is questionable right now, because it looks like for the Lakers, I'm reading here, it's Anthony Davis, and he is questionable right now, but it looks like he might play. Regardless, I'm taking his over of 8.5 rebounds. So let's say he does play or whatever. I'm taking that. So the Lakers have blown out. Well, I think the Lakers should blow out the 76ers early, and I don't think we'll see a lot of minutes from AD tonight, but I think he'll get his early. I think he'll put up points and stats early, and then I think this game will get out of hand, and he should have 9-10 rebounds going into the fourth quarter, going into the third quarter or whatever. I just don't think the Sixers have anybody right now who can defend him. I think we'll see more small ball lineups because the Sixers don't have big height. They have to play smaller guys, so that means I think we'll see AD at center more. That means he'll be around the rim more, and for him, that's more opportunities to grab offensive rebounds, grab defensive rebounds. I just think we'll see a nice double-double from AD tonight. Nothing too crazy, or just a simple 25 and 10 game from him. I don't think he has to really show up, but I think he's just that type of player, and he's that good that when he's out there, he should be always expected to grab 10 rebounds. So I'm taking his over of 8.5 rebounds. Yeah, I really like that tonight. All right, those are my top props and best bets for today. Quickly look through them here. I'm taking the Charlotte Hornets +4 and the money line. I'm taking the under 225.5 Raptors at Suns. I am taking the Washington Wizards +5.5. I'm taking Tobias Harris's over of 20.5 points. D'Angelo Russell's over of 24.5 points. And I'm taking Anthony Davis's over of 8.5 rebounds. All right, that is it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate all you guys who are tuning in. I hope all these bets are cashing for you guys. Fingers crossed. Make sure you guys are hitting me up on Twitter at Ty Delbridge. Let me know what bets of these you are following, what bets I'm missing out. And with that, I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.